The message, by faith Moses, was delivered by Brother William Marion Branham on Sunday morning, July 20, 1958, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Lingusale, katu melomushe, nelikutalizwe kimuzwale William Marion Branham, la sunda kakusasana, sikulu 20, 1958, ilifa Branham Tabernacle, mwa Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
Thank you, Brother Neto. Good morning, folks. It's good to be here today in the tabernacle, and I thought maybe if I got Brother Neville to speak this morning, I'd try it tonight. And then I was looking back then to a Sunday school lesson for this morning. And the Lord willing, we'll try to have this Sunday school lesson.
Ni tumezi muzwale nevayo, muzuhile walikani. Kihande kubamoka chenu mwatawe nakele, mine ni upula kuli muendine nikata vela kuli, muzwale nevayo akuta zeka kusasa na chwana. Nane nikalika ya busi waka chenu. Mi hape nensweli kutalima kwa tuto ya lasunda kakusasa na waka chenu. Mi kisika saa, haiwa mule nalata, lukalika kuwa ni tuto ya lasikolo sa lasunda.
Now, it is... Been 2 weeks now about since I have gotten in and been very nervous, as you understood, that on the field I got real, real worn out and could hardly go any farther. And then I had to come in for just a little rest.
Chwale, selili sundaze pili chwale ka kuzwa foni tezi kwanu. Mini vile ya ikalelo ahulu, sina amuziba chwalo. Kulimwasimu nenikateze ahulu luli. Mine ni pale wa kuzula pili ni hanyani. Mine tilefila kutopumulanyana.
I've taken about 3 days down to Wolf Creek Dam, down in Kentucky where I was born. I thought, oh, I feel just wonderful now. I'm fine.
Mine ningema zazi amalalu kwa Wolf Creek Dam. Kwa ni kwa Kentucky, kone ni pepezwi. Na upula, oh, ni kutuwa fila hande chwale. Ni iketile.
I got back home and the first little thing met me in the face was some sort of a governmental affair with an income tax. I went all the way at the bottom again, so I realized it's going to take more than just a week or two to rest me up.
Mini kutile kwandu, mitaba ya pili yene nikopani niona kapata, nilimu kwa walitaba za muso kamutelo wa mashelenyi. Nenile musipili kwa ufila kuyofita kwa tasi hape. Kachwalo nilemwakuli, likate anda sunda kamba zepeli, kulinikatu hueluli.
My ministry fixing to make the change now, and I have no meeting scheduled, and that's the reason that I just kind of come aside and thought, now for the next few weeks, I would just take a rest, complete rest, and wait on the Lord.
Mivulumi wabwaka, bulivelezi, kubanichinche uchwale. Mia nami kopano yeto milwe, Mila nikona libaka leni tezifela kwa tuko. Kaku upula cholo, michwale kali sundanya na zetatama, nikae pumule la fela. Pumulo ye tezi, nikulibele la kumule na.
And many of you people in here as old timers has been with us so long, remembers that what the Lord has said to us, He has always performed that what He said He would do.
Mibu ngata wa minamo, minabakale, baba vile nilu nafana kuwete la hulu, Mwa upula kuli sana ule ya mule na, uvila yeza anga sana ulezi kaufila kuli, ukasi yeza.
I remember when, in the very beginning in the church here, the morning we laid the tabernacle stone, how that he wrote laying in the stone on the flyleaf of my Bible.
Muhupule, kwa nukwa simu uholuli, mwa keleke mo, kakusa sana ane luto mileli chwe lata wenakele. Kulimane na kungozwi, mika kubeali chwe, kwa pampili ya kwa mulaho, wa vile yaka.
That morning, a great vision said, this is not your tabernacle. I said, where is it, Lord? And he set me out under the skies. And a voice came. And I looked and seen them three crosses, like the trees and the fruit of them, so forth. You know what the vision is. It's been rolled out for years.
Kakusasa na wani, ona pono tunayani, kulie akitabe nakele ya hao. Senili, inezi kaimulena, mikihani inisa mwata sambimbiulu. Mili nzulataha. Mina hata lima nikubwana lifapano zeta alu inge ilikota ni muselo kuzona. Zengu cholo, muaziba moi nezipono. Kuse kungozu kale, falili mo.
Picking up the other day an old book up there, reading some of the things that the Lord had foretold, already come to pass, about this juvenile stuff, and about how the war would come out, and all those things has hit.
Kakupa mulabuka ya kale, zazileni mwinkwani, nikubala litabaze mwizana kulezi mulena, kwa maka lelo, neselie zalire kale, kuyakabu ino wawa nana, mane nikamondwa ikatela, nilikazani kaofela zene tahile.
Just the two things left in one of those great prophecies, that is for cars to be on the road with remote control, looking like an egg, only you don't drive it, it controls itself.
Kili kaze peli fela ze siyezi, mwasi polofita tuna sani. Sani kikuli, limota libefa mkwa kwa kamuza mao wakusina fela falikunupo, nikubona ala sinalii, fela amuiza maisi, ya itama ya layona ini.
And then there will be a great woman rise up, because America is a woman's nation. And a great woman will rise up and be president or something like that in the nation, and then there will come a total annihilation. The entire nation will be wiped out.
Mihape, kukaba musali omutuna ya kazuha, kakuli Amerika kina haya musali. Miika, musali omutuna ukataha, miabemwe teleri wanaha, kamba sisi mwisisi chwalo, mwanaha. Michwale kona kukata sinyeo yetuna, na haka ufila ikayundiswa.
And that I predict, now this is not the Lord saying this, the other about the woman in this is the Lord. But I predicted in 1933 that the world would meet total annihilation before 77.
Misani na nuha, chwale yo akimulena ya bulelase, ze ngui kamusali ze okwate nikimulena. Kono na nuha, ka 1933 kulilifasi likafita fasi nyeho ya kufelelela. Isikabakale, ka 77.
So I didn't know then that they had something that could annihilate it like they got now, but I seen the nation in total annihilation, just stumps of trees and things like that left.
Kachwalo nenisazi wikuli, nebana nisesimi, sene sikas nyeleza, sinamuwa vezi chwale. Kononi vonina hamwasi nyehoye feleleza. Kibishi ingwa fela vyalikota sinachwalo, vyevisi yezi.
So it's on its road. And if all these other things has come to pass, just as he said, that will be also. And just as he said in the scripture here, what he says, if Christ came the first time, he'll come the second time. And all the things that he said will come to pass.
Kachwalo limuamu sipili wazona. Mihai bali kaze mwize kaufela litueza halaku ya fela kamwana bulelezi. Sani hape sikaba. Misina fela ana bulelezi mwama ngolomo. Sana bulezi, haiba kreste nati lwa pili, ukata halwa ubeli. Milika kaufila zana bulezi, likaeza hala.
And duly seeing this, and knowing that our number is just about to be called as a nation, knowing that the church is about to take its rapture.
Miika kubona se kakutala, nikuziba kuli lunombo royaluna isu telezi kuli ibizwe, kakuba naha, kakuziba kuli keleke isu telezi kuba mwaku ungelwa kwa yona.
It moves the heart of a minister or any of the laity to know that we're in this day and time that we're living. It's the greatest time that any person ever lived on the earth is right now. That is for the church. So, I certainly desire your prayers.
Lizama isapiru ya mkutazi, kamba yomungwi wabakeleke. Kakuzibakuli lumwalizazi, le nina kwe lupila kuyona. Selina kwe tunakuli mutu kaufela ya kilapi ya mwalifasi, kana kwe. Foki kuli, kwa keleki, kachwalo nila kazali taperuzami na luli.
And then I seen in the tabernacle, and I seen that it was going to have some re-elections and everything in the church for some of the board and so forth. And so, and the church needed a little meeting, a little stirring, and you've always been kind to me and blessed me.
Mini voni mwatabi na keleye, mini voni kuli, vana ni, nebalukela kuba niliketi saze ngwi nilitaba kaufela mwakeleke kubaba ngwi vakatengo nizengu chwalo mikeleke neitoka mukopano olikani nyana kikangisano nyana mikamita mubile nisishe mwa hulukuna ni kunifuyola.
Me being here seem has been a blessing to you, and I'm sure to be with you has been a blessing to me. And you've always accepted what I said to be the truth as I seen it through God. And I appreciate that.
Mibuka ofini na kwanu, niboni mbu yoti kumina. Mina aziba kakuba ni mina, ibile mbu yoti kuna. Mikamita mubile muamuhela senibulela anga kubasani iti. Sina ani libona kuyakamulimu. Mina na itume akasani.
So then I started in, and then I was to find out and get our church straightened up in its boards, and then for the elections and so forth. And then I thought after that, I went out and got a little rest before I go back on the field again.
Kacholohe, senike na mine nilukela kubatisisa. Nikube ya keleke yaka kuba hande kaswanero. Mwatu tengo tuwabona. Minikali ketisa nizengi cholo. Michwale, chole na upula, kasamula waseo, nenile kwande kuyobapu mulonyana. Nisika ya kale, mwasi muhape.
Keep it among yourselves. Now it's not for outsiders, it's for this tabernacle. We want a meeting with this tabernacle so that everything and every mistake, all things that's been carrying on and maybe little feelings from one to another.
Mwipulukelezo na mwalamina. Chwale akizaba kwandi. Kizata wenakele ye. Lubata mukopano nita wenakele ye. Ilikuli likakau fela ni mafosi sakau fela likakau fela zebile liezahala. Mimwe ndikima ikutonya na kuyomungi niyomungi.
Those, I'm going to get every one of them and bring them right face to face. So if you don't want to face it, you better leave the country. Because you're coming face to face with every bit of it like we used to do here at the tabernacle.
Vani, nikaanga mangi ni mangi wabona, nikubatisa pata ni pata. Chole haiba mulati kulibana nizona, kuhande muzo mwanaha. Kakuli muta pata ni pata, kabu ino kaufila bazona. Sina mwone lwezi zanga kwanu kwata wenakele.
And all to be smoothed out because we are brothers and sisters who's broke communion, the body of Christ, across the table of blessings.
Mikao fela kuliliba handi, kakulilumizwale nilikezeli, baba lubile kutwano, wanamubili wa kreste, fatafule yalimbu yoti.
And there's nothing but the devil would make anything that would be wrong and would cause feelings or tear up or anything like that. And I'm taking our brother Neville and we're going from place to place and bring people to people together till the old tabernacle is back established again on its feet to go along for the kingdom of God. Now, this is the reason I said this is because it's with our own little group here this morning.
Mi akisesimi kono kidiabolosi ya ezasesimi se kona kufusala. Meutisama ikuto kamba musunga, kamba sikakao fela sisicholo. Mini inga muzwa leolo na nevao, milu ya kwa sivaka ni sivaka, ni kutisa sichaba kwa sichaba, hamoho. Kufite ya tabi na kile ya kale, haikakuta. Inze ito milu ya hape kama utuayona. Inze izama ya hamoho mwamubusa wa mulimu. Chwale se kikuli, libaka leni bulezi seo, kikuli kisi kwa tasaluna, sisi likani kuanuka kusasa na woo.
And now I'm going to get some rest and get back just as quick as I can. Then I expect to leave to the field again. And this time, the Lord willing, I want to take what little we have accumulated in funds and so forth of myself out in this foreign mission program and get me a new tent and some new equipment and start on the field, not from church to church, but to going in our own meetings.
Michwale, nikaba nikupumulanyana, nikukuta kapili moni konela. Minika kulubela kukutila mwasimu hape. Mina kwe, aiba mule nalata. Nibata kungaka shile nginyana, kelu ipumanezi kwa tupene, nize mchwalo. Kaka, kwande mwatu kiso ya kwande ye. Nikuwa nitende ye ncha, nilibia na zengu zencha, nikukala mwasimu, isi nkuzu wa keleke kuya keleke, kono kiku ya mwami kopano ya lunabangi.
Now not no disregarding to brethren who has invited me, which is wonderful, but most all of it, you find out these conventions, they say you're going to be there, and then all your friends come in, and then there's a whole lot of big drumming for money. Just drains those people down.
Chwale, akikusa kuteka mizwale ye nimemile. Yeli ntoende. Konobunga ata obo na kaufela mkafumana kuli mikopanoe, vali ukaba kwa kuli. Mikikuli valikani wa hao kaufela vataha. Mikipeto, kuba nilibunda la mashirengi. Kiku wisafela batuwa ni mwatasi.
I just begin to find that out, you see. So that's not right. We want to have a place where we can bring them. You don't have to bring your money. Just come along yourself and serve the Lord, see.
Nikalilefila kule mwa cholo, mwabona. Kacholo sani asisikaluka. Lubata kuba nisibaka, kuluko na kubatisa. Amulu kelikutisa mashele nyamina. Mutaefila wana cholo, minabangi. Mi musebeleze mulena, mwabona.
And so now in my ministry is taking a change right now. You remember when I used to take a hold of a person's hand and just stand there and the Lord would tell me what was their trouble. Said then it would come to pass you know the secret of the heart of the people.
Michwalehe, miibulu miwabwaka uvile ni chinche uchwale. Mwaupula ane niswala angalizola mutu, nikuye mafia lafani, mimule nana anivule la butata wa mutu yo. Ali, Mikipeto kukae zala kuli ukazibali kunutu zalipilu za batu.
Every one of you know that's happened just perfectly the way it said. Now, this is the next step which has been prophesied and foretold, which is going to be far beyond any of it, you see. And it's right now in the change, and that's the reason Satan's fighting me with the income tax, trying to tell me the government I owe income tax on every penny I've taken up as a minister since 27 years ago I entered the ministry. It's not so, because it passed through the church.
Mutu wami na kaufela wazwa kulisani, neseza alie hande kakupeta ala felasina mwana bulelezi. Chwale woki muhato wa ubeli. Woprofitilwe mine kubulezwi. Yene kaba fahali mwazo na kaufela. Mwabona, miyo nafaa busuli kuchincha. Milani kwa naliba kaleo satani ani luani saka mutelo wa mashirengi. Kulikaku nivula kuli. Vamuso kulinanisi kolo tisa mutelo fapene kaufela eninani. Kakupa mkutazi kukala kalili moze mashumi ya mabeli nizesupa kwa mulaho. Zeke ni mwabulumiwa, akichwalo, kakuli, lifiti ya mwakileke mo.
I am the trustee of this church. That's exactly right, it's on the record here. So then, if I am the trustee treasurer of this church, then there's nothing in the world government don't have nothing to do with it. They're not questioning the church, they're questioning me being the treasurer of the church.
Ni musepahali wakilekeye, yani kinitiluli, kungozu chwalo mwalibuka kwanu. Kachwalo he, aba ni musepahali, Mubuluki wasi kwa masakelekeye, kona kuli akunasi kamwali fasi, muso haona sakweza nisona. Haba buzikeleke, baka buzana, kakuba mubuluki wasi kwa masakeleke.
And the trustees assigned a paper that's in the bank under that all my funds, instead of having a foundation of my own, I passed it through my church here because it's automatically a foundation anyhow.
Miba sepahali, vasa inilepa mpili ya mwapanga ya mwabuse. Kuli mashilingi haka kaufela, mwasi baka sakuba ni mtomo waka fela, Nenilizi baalizise kwa keleke ya kamo, kakuli onafofela kimutomo ni hakuba chwalo.
And to do that helps me to keep from running away from the church and leaving it and going on out and being nothing here after I promised the people that I would return to the church time after time and help them. That's the reason I've kept it like that, because I made a promise to you people.
Mi kakweza chwalo, sinitusa kwa kusama takusi ya keleke ni kuzula kwande kusinasika kwanu. Kasamu lao ni mana kusepisasi javakuli ni kakutilanga kwa kileke ni ako ninako. Ni kubatusa. Lani kwa nalibaka ane nilibu ulikile chwaro. Kakuli ine nifilese piso kuminasi java.
That's why I stay with it that way instead of having an individual thing. If you do that, it throws it to an organization and I'm firmly against organization. So I keep it just the way it is in the hands of God so that we can move on to the kingdom of God.
Kona hani pila nilona kanzila yeo. Kufitia kubani mutu. Kona kuli aiba weza chwaro. Sili Kenya mwako pano, minili wanisaliko pano kata ataluli. Kachwalo ni nilivuluka fira wana chwalo moli inezi. Mwamazo wa mulimu, ilikuli luzama yukwa pili kwa mubuso wa mulimu.
Now, this morning, we want to study this blessed old word and believe that I want to say too, I see Brother Egan and many some of the trustees sitting here after we had our trustee meeting the other night. It is true, publicly before the church, that each one of you all are no longer appointed trustees. You are elected trustees, and your name is on the books.
Chwale kakusasa na uo, luvata kubalali nzwi leli fuyozwi la kalele ni kulumela. Chwale ni vata kubulela hape, ni bonamuzu wale igani, ni babangwe. Babangwe babase pahali babali mo, kasamula wakuba ni mukopano wabase pahali, busi ubobungwe, kiniti. Na akapata laza fapila kereke kulimangi ni mangi wami na kaufela, amusali base pahali baba supilwe, mubase pahali baba ketilwe, mima abizu wami na ate ni mwalibuka.
All right, and now they're going to have some more election of deacons and so forth, and Brother Neville will be calling those immediately after this service. All right, and for the treasure and so forth as we set the church up, get it all, the backgrounds ready, then we can have a revival as it comes on.
Kulukile. Michwale bakaba niliketi sazemwe hape za madikoni ni baba mchwalo. Mimuzo wale nevao uchwalo, ukabizwa bao kapili kasamula wasebelezo ye kulukile. Mi kumubuluki wasi kwama ni baba mchwalo, alunze lutoma keleke, lube nizona za maka lilu kaufela, lilukile. Kutuwa foo lwako na kuba ni anchafazo hainze itaha.
Now, just before we turn back to the pages here for our Sunday school lesson, to this great word of the living God, let us just bow our heads a few moments as we speak to the author of this book. And I lay aside every thought, everything that's contrary to keep you from having a blessing. Let's pray.
Chwale, luska apulafila makepemo, kwa tuto yaluna yasikolo salasunda, kwa linzituna le lamulimu ya pila, aluina misenifela litoza luna, linakonyana, alunze lubule la kumukalisi wabuka ye. Michwale, lube kwa tuko muhupulo kaufela, likakaufela ze shutana, ze mibuluka kwa kusaba nimbu yoti. Halula peleni.
Most holy and righteous God, into thy blessed august presence we come now offering to thee our lives and our souls and our bodies and our services and our talents. And all that we have, we present them to thee.
Mulimu ya kenile miya lukile kufitisisa. Mwahala kubateni kwa hao kukufuyozwi lwa tahachwale. Lufa kuwe na bupilo waluna, mini ni mioyo yaluna, ni mibili yaluna. Nilisebelezo zaluna, nilitalenta zaluna. Nizeluna nikau fela lwa litisa kuwe na.
And as you look upon us, Lord, if there is any sin naked and unconfessed, we would ask thee, O Lord God, that you would apply the blood of thy Son Jesus to such a place. For realizing that we in ourselves are insufficient, and there it is impossible for us to ever be self-sustaining.
Haunzo lutali mamulena, aiba kuna nisivi kaufila fangandaleza. Mi sesi skaba kilwa, lwa kukupa omule na mulimu, kuli ulambe mali amwa na hao Jesu, mwasibaka sesi chwana. Kakuli lule mwakuli, luna kalunabangi halu ikoneli. Mia kukona halikuli lukondise kalunabangi.
But we rely completely upon his precious blood and his grace to apply to our account, that we unworthy sinners might come boldly someday into thy presence, bringing before us this blood of the Lord Jesus.
Konolui tingile kakutala famalia hai amande, mimu hawa hai kuli ube mwabwino waluna, ni kuli lunabae zalivi baba saswaneli, lukone kutaha kabundume zazele nwi mwakupateni kwa hao. Kutisa fapira lunamali amule na Jesu wa.
Which thou in the times past has recognized it to be the blood of thy only begotten Son, and has made the promise that through him, if we confess our sins, we shall be justified by his grace.
Ili wena mwali nakoza kwa mulaho, nolile muhile kubamali amwa na hao walibanda. Mi ufilese pisokuli, kaye na haibalui pulela libizaluna. Lukaveiwa baba lukile kamu hauwa hae.
And now we would ask, Lord, that you would forgive us of any mistake, any sin of trespass or omission, transgression, that of any evil thought as pierced our soul by the fiery darts of the devil, that you would drive away this evil enemy of thine and of thy people.
Michwale lwa kupa mulena. Kuli ulusu walele kwa mafosi saka ufela. Sivi ka ufela sakufosa kamba kulibala. Kuwa, kuli haiba muhupulo wabumasu ka ufela uzielize moyo waluna. Kamasho alunya lwa diabolosi. Kuli ukakasheza kwa hulesi la sahao sisi masu esi. Mi ni sasichaba sahao.
And we would ask that you would send the Holy Spirit to take hold of the word at this time. As we yield ourselves as instruments, that you would speak through us and hear through us thy word.
Milu kupa kuli ulume moya o kenile, kuli uswaleli nzwi kanako ye. Halunze lui paluna bangisina liitusiso, kuli ukabulela kaluna, niku utwa kaluna, linzula hao.
And may we in return receive it as from thee, and leave this place today feeling that we have been readjusted to the cause of Christ, that we might be better fit for the service of tonight and tomorrow because of the visitation of the Holy Spirit.
Miniluna kakuswana luliamu hele inge kuli lizwa kuwena. Nikuzo masiva kaseka chenu, lui kutuwa kuli lukutisizwe sincha kaba kala Kriste. Kuli lukone kuswanela hande kwa sebelezo yabusi waka chenu nikamuso. Kaba kala kupota kwa moya oke nile.
Bless our brethren everywhere. The churches across the world who's holding forth the word of life in this evil day. We feel that there is not much time left to work, for the night is swiftly coming. The war clouds are floating again.
Fuyola mizuale yaluna kai ni kai. Likeleke halalifasi. Wona baba solili nzwi labupilo mwalizazi leli masole. Lwe kutwakuli hakusana na kwengata yesi yezi ya kusebeza. Kakulibusi wataha kabunolo. Malu andwa asuliku bonala hape.
Evil is at hand. And we pray that you will let us work as never before. Rest our tired bodies, Lord. And send us back into the battle. For we ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus. And for his sake we pray. Amen.
Vumaswe vusu telezi bukaufi. Miluala pelakuli ukalu lumeleza kubeleka kufita sapili. Katulusami biliyalu na ye katezi mulena. Miululu mele hape mwandwa. Kakulilua likupa kalibizo la mulena Jesu. Mikaba kala hailu alapila. Amen.
As we open this morning the Bible to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Wednesday night we were speaking on the 7th chapter of the book of Hebrews of Melchizedek, being without father, without mother, without beginning of days or ending of life.
Alunze lukwalula kakusasa na chwana, vivele mwaka ohanyo ya 11 yabuka ya maivelu. Labula lubusihu nelusuri kwa mbola faka ohanyo yabu 7 yabuka ya maivelu. Kaza Melchizedeke, kakuwa ya sinandate ni ya sinamahe. Asinama kalelu wa mazazi, kamba mafelezo abupilo.
And I thought maybe this morning it would be appropriate to open again this wonderful book, being that we have the backgrounds to what we wish to say in the former readings.
Mina upula mwendika kusasa na chwana ikaba swanelo ya kukwalula hape buka yende ye. Kakuliru na nizibo ya makalelo kaselu batakubulela. Mwapalo efelile.
And skipping over the 10th chapter and the 9th chapter, which is the sacrificial laws, we would come into a spot of faith. And here in the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and beginning with the 23rd verse, we read it like this.
Mi kakutulaka ohanyo yabu 10, nika ohanyo yabu 9, zeli milao yalitabelo, lukata hamwabu ino watumelo. Mimo mwabuka ya maevelu kauhanyo ya 11. Nikukali la Fatimana ya 23. Rivalasi na chwana.
By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment.
Katumero mushe hape pilwe. Apatwa kibashemi bahaye likwelize talu. Kakulinde babonikuli kimwana yomunde miya basika sabata elo ya mulena.
By faith Moses, when he came to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.
Katumelo mushe hasa hulile, uhanile kubizwa mwana mkwae mwana afaru. Kono ai ketela kunyanda hamuho nisichaba samulimu, kufita kuikola minyaka ya libi, ye inanako ye nyiani.
Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, and had recompense unto the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible.
Atali makuli kushubulwa kwa Kriste kibufumu bobufita maluo aige pita. Kakuli nanza atali memupuzo. Katumelo azo maige pita, hasika sababu hali wa mulena. Kakuli na atia inge ubona ya sabonwi.
I want to take the subject this morning, choosing by faith. And I want to take for a text the first three words of the 23rd chapter. By faith, Moses.
Nivata kunga tuto kakusasa na chwana yakuli kuketa katumelo. Minivata kunga palo ya manzu ya malalu apili mwaka ohanyo ya bu 23. Katumelo mushe.
And choosing by faith, most everything that we do, we have to choose by faith. And all that we find that Moses did, that's worth repeating, was by faith. Not by sight, but by faith.
Mi kuketa katumelo. Mwahala zengata zelweza, lunani kuketa katumelo. Nizeo kaofela lufu mana zana ezemushe, zasu anela kulikutela, neli katumelo, isingi kameto, kono katumelo.
And the reason that I have selected this morning for the church in this state has been that in our, even our schools and around, we have had so much of scientific teaching. Because of this, we have drawn the people away from faith.
Mili waka leni ketezise kakusasa na chwana, kwa keleke ye ni mwabu inobo, kikuli mwala zalu na za, ni haibali kolo zalu na, niliwaka zengwi, luvile nibungata hulu mwali tuto za sayansi, bake ngisa se, luhoezi sichaba kwa buse watu melo.
Now, faith is not proved by science. Faith is what science doesn't see. And if we ever lose this great faith, then we are totally in darkness. It no matter how well we are educated, how we could explain the Word of God to suit our own way of believing.
Chwale, tumelo haipa kiwika sayansi. Tumelo kona seo sayansi haiboni. Miluna aiba njilu latelwa kitumelo tunaye. Kona kuli lumwali fifi leli tuna. Ki akunatita baka mba lubaba itutile handechwani. Molu kona kutalusiza linzula mulimu. Kuli liswana nzila ya kulumela kwa luna.
There is no way to ever please God only by faith. The scripture plainly states it that way. And it's by faith, and without faith, says the scripture, it is impossible to please God.
Hakuna nzila ya kutabisa mulimu kayona, konji katumelo. Mangolo atoloka cholo patalaza. Mi kikatumelo, mi kusinatumelo, kubulela mangolo. Hakukona hali kutabisa mulimu.
So if faith disagrees with science, and science disagrees with faith, that puts them at edge at each other, then we must take a choice as Moses did. By faith we believe.
Kachwalo, aiba njitumelo ipalelwa kulumelana ni science. Ni science iha na kulumelana ni tumelo. Saa ni silive ya mwa. Mwatu aniso kuyengwi niyengwi. Kona kuli lulukela kunga keto, sinamushe mwana ezelize. Katumelo, lualumela.
Now if we lose faith, then we will never get a prayer answered by God. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and a rewarder of those that diligently seek after him. So if we lose faith, our prayers are annulled. We get nowhere.
Twale haiba lula tehelwa kitumelo, kona kuli alunakuba nitapelo yeka alabi wakimulimu. Kakuli yata hakumulimu, uswanezi pili kulumela kuli utengi. Mikiye na yafa mpuzo, kubaba mubata katundamu. Kachwalo haiba lula tehelwa kitumelo, litapelo zalu na lito kule mata, mi kizambango, hakuna kuluya.
So it's all that we can think of this morning is to hold on to faith. Then if we lose faith, all our hopes is gone. And if we lose faith, all our spiritual reality is gone. For you cannot have faith in things that you see. For the things that you see are all perishable.
Kachwalo kona zelulukela kuna hanafateni. Kakusasa nachwana kiku kumalila kwa tumelo. Kutuwafo haiba lula tesa tumelo. Sepo ya luna kaufela ya ichonga. Mehaiba lula tehelo wa kitumelo. Vuniti waluna kamo ya kaufela wichongile. Kakuli haukoni kuba nitumelo mwali kazobona. Kakuli likazobona kaufela zayunda.
If we look at some great person, a great minister, or a great congregation, they will all perish someday. And if we look at a great nation, or a great weapon, they'll all perish someday. And then we must live by faith of those things that science does not declare. It's by faith that we believe.
Hai walutali mamutu yomungwi yomutuna. Mukutazi yomutuna kamba kopano yetuna. Zeo kaofela likayunda. Zazireli ngwi. Mihaiba lutali mafana hayetuna. Kamba liswaniso zetuna. Zeo kaofela likayunda. Zazireli ngwi. Mihe luswanezi kupila katumelo. Kwalika zeo sayansi isa akoni kutalusa. Kikatumelo halulumela.
Now we lose our glory if we lose faith. Now if we get away from faith, then we take the church into an intellectual realm.
Chwale, lula tehelwa kikanya yaluna, haiba lula teisa tumelo. Chwale haiba lula kwa hule nitumelo, kona kuli lukenya keleke mwasibaka samina hano ya nama.
And many times it's been thought amongst people that because a congregation was large and they had great churches, great steeples, and a great lot of well-dressed and groomed peoples, and a lot of finances, that they could afford such things. We many times thought that was inspiring, that this certain church must be inspired.
Milina kuzengata, kusekuna hanilwe chwana mwala sichaba, kulika kulikopa anone lietuna. Mine wana nilikelekeze tuna, lituwaze tuna, nisikuata tuna sabatu baba apezi handi, baba talifile, ni mashele ngamangata hulu. Kuli nebakona likaze chwalo. Lunali na kuzengata, nelupula kuli, nilina nisusumezo. Kuli keleke ya kuli, yei lukila kuba yesusumelizwe.
Or we've often referred to different ministers who get out on the field and have great gatherings of crowds. And we think sometimes that they are the signs of inspiration, but that's not altogether the truth. That's human inspiration.
Kamba luvile lutalu sazeo kwaba kutazi baba shuta na mwasimu. Mibana nilikuwa taze tuna za mikopano. Milwa na hanafoku ngikuli kili supo za susumezo. Kono yani mane hakiniti, yani kisusumezo ya butu.
But the real inspiration comes by doing the will of God. See, whether it is one or just a handful, whether it is a big church or a small church, it matters not.
Kono, susumezo ya niti ita kakweza tatu ya mulimu. Mwabona, kamba kialimungwi, kamba kiwabalikani fela. kamba kikeleke tuna, kamba keleke nyinyani, hakuna taba.
Whether he is a great eloquent speaker or just a man that hardly knows his ABCs, it doesn't matter. It depends on the message that he's bringing. Whether it is inspired by the Word of God or is it inspired by intellectual conceptions of human inspiration.
Kamba kiyomutuna mubule liyazi bahande. Kamba muna fela yasa azibi ABC ya hai. Hakunataba. Kui tingile kali ngusa la tisa. Kamba lisu sumelizwe kali nzula mulimu. Kamba lisu sumelizwe kama ikuto asu sumezo ya nama.
Some people can be inspired because of an eloquent speaker. That doesn't make it right. Sometimes they're inspired because the man is so trained that he can put his point over it. That doesn't mean that it's of God. See?
Vatu baba ngwi bakona kususumezwa, bakensa mutu yazi bakubulela hande. Sani asikondisilika. Foku ngwi basusumezwa nga, kakuli muna wateni witu tilahulukuli, wakona kufitisa kapili za talusa. Zani alitalusikuli kizamulimu. Mwabona?
It's only to God's everlasting, eternal, blessed word can we receive inspiration, and that's given by the Holy Ghost. By faith, we receive it.
Kikali nzwi fela la kuya kuile la mulimu, leli fuyozu la kamita, alukona kwa muhila susumezo. Mi ifiwe kamo yao kenile. Katumelo, lualia muhila.
Now we would think of Moses and this great time of his life, and we read back of his birth and how that God had cared for him. But there come a time in Moses' life to where there had to be a choosing time.
Chwale lukana hana kamushe, ninako yetu na yabupilo kwa hai ye. Miluba lilekale za kupepo kwa hai, kamo mulimu na mubu kelelize. Konone kutile nako ya mwabu pilo wa mushe, ane kuna ninako ya kuketa.
If we read right, we find out that he was the son of Pharaoh's daughter and was the heir to the throne and would have been the next Pharaoh in Egypt.
Haiba lubala kaswanelo, lufumanakuli nalimuwa na wamu shimani ya pepilwe kumuwa na wamu sizana wa faro. Mina lukela kuyola lubona. Mina akaba ye na faro ya tatama mwa Egepita.
So he would notice as he looked around after he'd become of age and of accountability, and there would be those slaves working out in the slime pits, and Moses as he looked through the windows of the palace upon the same slaves that Pharaoh looked on. But what a difference there was in the looking.
Kachwalo nanza ale muha anasuri kutalima kafani kafa, kasamulao ama nakuba ya ahulile miyako na kuikalavila. Mine kuna nibatanga vene bastebeza mwamisima yasileze. Mimushe ananza talimanga mwama haulo amule nengi, kutalima batanga baba swana bao farona talimanga. Kono, nekuna nishutano mwamu talimelo.
I want to base that thought this morning for a few minutes, and may the God of heaven drive it home to every heart here. It's how you look at anything what makes the difference.
Nivata kunwelisa muhupulo wo kakusasa na chwana mwamizuzwe likani. Michwale mulimu walihalimu ali kenye hande mwapilu kaufela yelteni mo. Kikamu kwa omu talima fasika kaufela, kona sesipanga shutano.
The great evangelist John Sproul, which was a convert of Brother Bosworth's ministry, who many of you remember years ago of the old glory barn.
Mubule liyomutuna John Sproul, yana ata ile kabulumiwa wamuzwale Bosworth, ili obu ngata wamina muziba hande, mwali limoza kwa mulaho wa kwa old glory barn.
He said one day he was taking a trip before the deceasing of his beloved companion and wife. They were in La Salle-Lorraine, France. And I had the privilege of visiting the same place.
Na izeza zireli mwi, nalifa musipili asika timirakali mulika na hae ya latwa, yena musala hae. Newali kwa la se Roland France, mine nani tohonolo ya kupote lasifaka sesi swana.
And the guide was taking them out through the gardens and showing them the different things, and they come upon a certain statue of the Lord Jesus, the crucifixion.
Mimuza maisi nanza bafitisa mwama simu. Nikwabu wanisali kaze shutana. Mibata hakwabu kawafi nisiswa niso samule na Jesu sasifapano.
And Mr. Sproul was standing off looking at it, he and his wife, and in their hearts were criticizing what the artist must have had in mind, or the sculpture rather, when he hewed out of a stone such a horrible looking thing to be, to represent the suffering and the love and the pity of the Lord Jesus. And how it was all crudely and chopped up looking.
Mi was pro nevayemi faule nyana. Banze basi talima, yena ni musala hae. Mi mwali piruzabona, nevaso yoku nyazi seza. Sana nani sona musu wanisi mwamuna hano. Kamba mubeti nitaluse. Fani ana asweli kuchakula mwali chwe, ntoene wonala kusabisa cholo. Kuli italuse kunyanda, lilato ni makeke ya mule na Jesu. Nikamone sive tezwi ni kuchakulwa kabuhali.
And the guide came to Mr. Sproul and he said, "Sir, I suppose that you are criticizing this statue of the Lord Jesus." And he said, "I am." And he said, "I am not a bit surprised, because most people that look at it first, they do criticize it."
Mimuza maisi ata hakuwospro mikihali. Mushemi nisepa kuliwa anyazi seza siswaniso samule na Jesu se. Mikihali na anyazi seza. Mikihali anikomoki ni hanyani. Kakulibunga ata wabatu. Baba sitali manga pili vas nyazi seza anga.
And Mr. Sproul said, "Well, I can't see any pity or any inspiration from looking at such a thing. So I'm wondering why the sculpture every made it like this."
Mi was pro vali, "Kingi, na niboni makeke ni amanya ni kaufela, kamba susumezo kakutalima fasika sisicholo. Kacholo ni komukakuli, muveti kingi, hanasichakuzi kamufuta ochwana."
And the sculpture said, "Mr. Sproul, the statue's all right. And the sculpture had the right thing in his mind. But where the trouble is with you. It's the way you're looking at it."
Mimu veti ali, "Vos pro, siswani sose silukile." Mimu swani si yana aveta, "Nana nitaba yelu kile mwamu na hanuwa hae. Kono foku na nibutata kikuwena. Kimu kwa o tali makusona."
And he took he and his wife by the hand and led them down to a altar at the foot of this said cross. And he said, "Now, Mr. Sproul, look up now."
Mi aswala yena ni musala hae kwa lizoho. Mi ayo babea kwa lisina la sifapano sesi bulelwa se. Miki hali, "Chwale was pro, amutali memuhali mchwale."
And when he looked up, he said his heart like to have failed him. What a difference it was to stand off there and look at it that way, and to get down and look at it the way that it was made to look at. And that's the way that God is. That's the way that faith is. It's the way you look at it.
Mihana atali mire muhalimu, ulipiru ya hae neivata kukumuha. Hakishuta noni yeo, kakuye mafani ni kusitalima kanzila yani. Nikuya muatasi kusitalima kanzila yene sipangile kuli sitalimi wange. Michwalo kona mwa inezi mulimu. Chwalo kona mwa inezi tumelo. Kikamu kwa omu sitalima.
If you look at it as some sort of a historical Bible, of something that was in the days gone by, you will never be able to get the real value of the Bible. You are supposed to get on your knees and obey the commandments of this Bible and look at it through the eyes of the Holy Spirit.
Haibane mukasi talima kabwino wabibere ya kale, wasesi ngwi sene sili mwamazazi akwa mulao afelire. Amukoni kubani butokwa waluli wabibere. Mulukela kuwa kama ngwele amina, niku twelali tailo za bibere ye, niku sitalima kameto amoya okenile.
I would ask this audience this morning, what good does a historical God do us today if he isn't the same God? What good does a God that would take Moses and do the miracles with him that he did, what good would it do us to read of such a God if he isn't the same one today?
Nibuze nyangela ye kakusasa na chwana. Kibunde mangi wo mulimu wakale akalweza kachenu. Haiba kimulimu ya swana. Kana kibunde mangi wo mulimu yana kuna kungamushe ni kweza limakazo niena zana ayazize. Kana kibunde mangi wo likalutusa kakubala kaza mulimu. Haiba kiena ya swana kachenu.
What good is a God that could deliver from the fiery furnace the Hebrew children if he isn't the same God today?
Kibunde mangi wa mulimu yako nakulamulela kwa mulilo wali yeku yekulelisa bisa. Vana basi yeberu, haiba kimulimu yaswa naka chenu.
What good is a God that would judge between right and wrong in a day gone by and punish the wrong and bless the right if he isn't the same God today? What do we go to church for?
Kibunde mangi wa mulimu yako nakwa tula mwala wunde ni umaswe. Mwali za zilei fitile, mi afakoto baba maswe ni kufuyola balu kile. Haiba njia kimulimu ya swana kachenu. Kisi kama nselu yelanga kwa keleke.
Why do we abstain from things of the world if he isn't the same God of the same judgment and the same opinion that he always was?
Kikawa kalangi alwi kambusa kwa likazali fasi. Haiba njia kimulimu ya swana wakatulo ye swana. Nimuna hano o swana wakile abanga niwa nakamita.
What good would it be for a God who could touch a woman's hand with a raging fever and the fever stop if he isn't the same God today?
Kibunde mangi bobu kaba wamulimu yanakoni le kuswalalizo la musali niliwelenge. Le sabisa niliwelenge latuhela. Haibanji akimulimu yaswana.
What good would it be to serve a God who could call his friend from a grave after being dead 4 days if he isn't the same God today?
Kibunde mangi bobu kaba tenyi kusebeleza mulimu yana apilisize mulika na haye kuzwa malibita. Kasamula wa kushoma zazi amane haiba akimulimu ya swana kachenu.
By faith we believe that some glorious day he shall call us from the earth, amen, though we be a spoonful of ashes again.
Hallelujah.
How do we prove it? We do not prove it. We believe it. We're not asked to prove anything. We're asked to believe it.
Katu melolu lumelakuli, zazileli mwilakanya ukalubiza kuzwa malifasi. Ni haluka avalushwa na lwa mufuse. Kanalu nyakisi sachwani, haluli nyakisisi lwa lilumela. Halusika kupiwa kuli lunyakisi sesika, lukupiro kuli lumela.
By faith, Moses did such and such. And as Moses, as a young man, looked through the palace window at the slaves, he saw the same bunch of grimy, dirty, muck-ridden slaves that Pharaoh saw.
Katumelo mushe na ize sakuli nikuli. Misi na mushe kakuba mucha anosi. Ata limamwali haulo kwa batanga avonasi kwata sesi swana samatakala masila batanga wasna tuso vana avona faro.
And when Pharaoh looked upon him and the Egyptians, they wasn't nothing but a bunch of slaves. That's all they were good for, just to be human mud daubers, to make muddy bricks for the benefit of the cities that Pharaoh was building. That's the way the Egyptians and Pharaoh looked at the slaves.
Mechwale Pharaoh anabata limire maige pita, nebasi into isili kwanda kubasi kwata sabatanga. Zani kona zene baswanela. Fela kakupa fela baba katamubu. Kulibaize masitina asileze abu ndewa minzi yana ya hafaro. Vani nelimaige pita mifaro atali mabatanga.
But Moses, when he looked at him, it was a different look Moses had when he seen passing by the window. The great ditches in their face, the tears that run down their cheeks, and their bent bodies. He looked upon them as the people of God. He didn't look upon them as slaves. He looked upon them as the chosen people of God.
Kono mushe anabatalima, nelimubonelo oshutana wanana niwana mushe. Fani hana aboni inza afita fali haulo, misimae mituna fapila bona, mioko inze buba famalama bona, nimivili abona yehubami. Abatalima kuli nelisichaba samulimu. Na asikawa talima kulikiba tanga, na abatalimile kuli kisichaba samulimu sesiketilwe.
Oh, if I go about from country to country and from nation to nation preaching, since I left the doors of this little tabernacle that's an interdenominational institution, with no law but love, no book but the Bible, and no creed but Christ, I've tried to look upon God's children and upon the rejected as being God's chosen and elected people.
Mi, oh, sinahani zenianga, kuzwa naha, kuya naha, ni kuzwa lifasile, kuya lifasilani, ninze ni kutaza, kuzwa nakoyene nisiile minyako, yata wenakele yenyanie, kiko pano yalikele kezengata. Yes, namulao, kwanda lilato, hakuna vuka, kwanda bibele. Mia kuna tuto kwanda kreste. Nilikile kutalima faba na bamulimu. Ni baba hanilwe. Kakupasi chaba samulimu. Sesi supilwe ni kuketiwa.
I don't ask them if they belong to the Branham Tabernacle. I don't ask them if they're Methodists or if they're Presbyterians. Or if they are Pentecostals. Or Nazarenes or Pilgrim Holiness. I just want to look upon them as the people of God.
Aniba buzangi haiba kivata benakele Abraham. Aniba buzangi haiba kima Methodist. Kamba ba Presbyterian. Kamba haiba kima Pentecostal. Kamba Manazareni. Kamba Pilgrim Holiness. Nivata fiera kubatalima kakubasi chaba samulimu.
I'm seeing their doings and their actions that they are the servants of the Lord God, and my heart desires fellowship with them. No matter what brand they got, I just long for their fellowship. I love them because I know they are people of God.
Nikubona misebezi abona nilikezo zabona kulikiba tanga ba mule na mulimu mipiru yaka ilakaza kutwano nibona. Hakuna taba kamba, wana nisitopa mangi. Nilakazafi la kutwano ya bona. Na balata, kakuli nizibakuli, kisichaba samulimu.
When I see a woman coming down the street with a long skirt and her hair done up neatly in the back and a decent looking dress on, and I see another young lady, maybe the same age, with a little pair of shorts on, she may be and looks twice as pretty as the woman with the long hair, according to the looking of the world. But I take my side with that girl that's dressed like a Christian.
Ani bona musali yata hamwa mkwakwa. Nisi kochi sesi telele. nimilili ahaye ikamunezu hande kwa mulaho. Minindele siye vona alalikute chwalo. Mini vona musisa na nyana yomungui, mwendi wa siye mose siswana, mwaka putula chwalo, wako na kuba kamu vona alelo, yomu ndeha veli mwendi kufita ni musali wa milile mtelele, kuya kamu talimewalifasi. Kono, nika uwela kwane kula musizana ya pezisi na mukreste.
Though they be laughing at her and calling her a fanatic, yet I take my side. She might not be as pretty as the other girl featuredly, but she sees something. By faith she sees him who is invisible, who is guiding her life.
Nihane baka museha, nikumu vizakuli usialezi. Nitengi, nikalwalasi embasaka. Akulata akoni kwa yomunde sina musiza na yomungwi. Kasi bupeho, kono wabu wanata bayengwi. Katumelo wamubona yenasa abona hali. Yanza azama esabu pilo wahae.
When I see the man on the job being called deacon, or preacher, or a fanatic, because he refuses to smoke and to drink beer, and to go to dances like the rest of them, and he's called a fanatic, my heart goes out for him.
Ani bona mutu famu sebezi, ya abizwa kuli dikoni, kamba mukutazi, kamba yasi yalezi, kakuli waha hana kuzuba, niku nwabuchwala, niku ya kwa kubina, sinababa ngubabona, miubizwa yasi yalezi, pilu yaka, ya ya kuwe na.
He is my brother. Down in this Egypt soils, that makes our heart long to embrace him and say, brother, we are pilgrims and strangers of this land, and I long to fellowship with you.
Yani kimuzwale waka, kwani mwamubu wo, waege pita, sani sipangali piluzalu nakuli lakaza kumuamu hela, nikubule akuli, muzwale, luwaza mai, miluwa enyi. Vana haye, minila kazaku ikambo taniwena.
Moses had to make a choice. Choosing by faith. How many young men would have jumped at the opportunity to become the son of Pharaoh's daughter?
Mushe nana nikupanga wiketelo, kuketa katumelo. Kibabaka iba michaha vene baka tulakolo yakuba mwana mukwai wa Faro.
How many young men would have jumped at the opportunity that Moses had to enjoy all the pleasures and the glamour of the world, to become the king of Egypt, to have the whole world at his feet?
Kibabaka imichaha vene waka tula mwakolo ya nanani mushe. Kuyo ikola minyaka kaufela ya mie lembo ya lifasi. Kule ave mule na waege pita. Kubani lifasi kaufela kwa mautuwa hae.
What a foolish thing that the young man of his days must have thought when Moses chose to take his place with the afflicted and suffering people of God.
Amen.
Kitaba yabu kubachwani. Kulimichaha valiza azile. Balukela kuna anachwana. Fani mushe ana ketile kunga keto ya hae. Hala sichaba sisi nyandile ni kukendi wa samulimu.
Why did he do it? By faith. When he lifted up his eyes, he looked beyond the glamour of this world. He looked beyond the pleasures of sin. And the Bible said that he endured as seeing him who was invisible by faith. And he made a choice to serve that God regardless of what took place.
Kikawa kalangi anaize chwalo. Katumelo anainuzi metuwa hae. Atali maa kufitele la minyaka yalifasile. Na ata limele kwa buse wa minyaka ya sibi. Mibi vele ibulezi kuli, aiti isa sinayana abona yena ya sabonwi. Katumelo miapa nga wiketelo wa kusebeleza mulimu. Hakuna taba kambane kukaeza halasikamangi.
It has not changed. Many of us could go to what we would call a better building. We could enjoy maybe the fellowship and pleasures of sitting in a better pew. We might be more popular to drink and to smoke and to dress and to act like the world.
Halisika chinchakali. Bungata waluna lwako na kuya kuselu kona kubiza kuli muyaho omunde. Lwako na kuikola mwendi sebelezo ni munyaka wakuina malipula zende. Lwako na kuba baba zibala ahulu. Kwa kunwa ni kuzuba ni kuwa pala ni kueza sinalifasi.
Well, what's the matter? You've lifted up your eyes. And by faith you see him who is invisible and have took your stand with the rejected and so-called holy rulers of the day. For by faith we see him who is invisible. Choosing to suffer the persecutions and the afflictions.
Kono kibu tatamangi, winuzi metu ahao, mikatu melo wa mubona yenasa abonwi. Miu ngilemba yemo hamoho ni baba kendilwe, ni baba vizokuli, bapikuluhi baba kenile baliza zaka chenu. Kakuli katumelo, lwa mwona yenasa abonwi, kuikete la kunyanda mwa kushubulwa ni kuzieleha.
I wouldn't say to people that they should choose to be afflicted. I don't say that you should choose suffering. It would not be the human thing to do. But if suffering lays in the path of duty, then let's take it as it comes.
Aniko ni kubulele la batukuli, vaiketele kunyanda. Aniweli kuli mulukela kuketa kunyanda. Aiko ni kubata vaende kuli mutu aeze. Kono haiva manyando ainzi manzila ya musebezi. Kona kuli alui kungreniona hanza taha.
I don't want you to do something for somebody to make fun of you. I wouldn't want you to say different things that I belong to a church that doesn't believe in so and so in the world and things like that. Just to get people to make fun of you. You're bringing that on yourself.
Anito kikuli mweze ze mutu sika kuli afuma nelezishi hakamina. Anita vele kuli mubule lelika ze shutana. Kuli nanimu ni wakeleke yesa lumeli za kuli nikuli, malifasi. Nilikaze chwalo, kunga felasi chabakuli, sive nilishia kamina. We tiseleza likazani, fahali mwa hao.
I wouldn't say for you to get out here and carry on and do something that was radical. I wouldn't want you to do that so that somebody would say that you are a fanatic. You bring that on yourself.
Ani mwele likuli muzule kwande, mimweza likaze sika konda. Anita belikuli mweze chwalo. Kuli yomu mwe abule kuli mwaliangana. Muka itiseleza zeo fali mwami na bangi.
But if it lays in the path of your duty towards God, let the world say what they want to say. You live alone. You make a choice. Every man and woman has to make this.
Kono haiva kizeli mwanzila ya musebezu wami na kumulimu. Mutuwele lifasi libulele seliva atakubulela. Mina muzule pili kupila. Mube ni wiketelo. Muna kaofela ni musali. Uswa nezikuwa za chwalo.
What if Pharaoh could have saw what Moses saw? He saw the sufferings of the people. He knew what the price was to pay. But by faith he chose it. Rather than to have the pleasures of sin.
Kuchwa ni kabe faro na avoni sana avoni mushe. Na avoni manyando asichaba. Nazi batifo yene luke la kulifiwa. Kono katumelo aketa sani kufita kuba nimi nyaka ya sivi.
There's maybe a little young lady sitting here. As glamorous young women. The world would like to say to you, do thus and thus. You are beautiful. Your body is so pretty shaped. You should show that.
Kuna nivasizana baba nyani baba ngata baba limo. Kakubali kalibeze tabela minyaka. Lifasi likata vila kubulela kuminakuli. Eza chwana ni chwana. Uyo munde. Mubili wa hao ubupehile hamunati. Ulukela kubonisa sani.
But my sister, raise up your eyes and look beyond that. The to him that said, it's an abomination for a woman to put on a garment that pertains to a man.
Kono kezelaka, inula metu ahao, meutali meku fitile lafani, kuyena yanabulezikuli, kima suavisa, kulimusali aapale seapalo, sesi luke la muna.
If the man of the people in your community, if the women that you associate with, said cut that long hair off, it would be cooler. It would be this, that, or the other, or it would become you better. Don't you listen to that. You lift up your eyes and by faith saw him that said, the woman's hair is her glory and she shall not cut it.
Haiva anjisi chaba sabatu mwasilalo sahenu. Haiva anjiva sali vewi tuwaeza nibuwa nabaize. Kutamilili ya mitelele yeo kukaba telwa. Kukaba se saani kamba sisimi. Kamba ukaba hande usikewa teleza kusani. Unanu lemetua hao. Mekatu melo ubone yana ulezikuli. Milili ya musali kikanya ya hae. Miaske aikuta.
If they say it would be popular, you were standing better with your job or with your boss if you take a sociable drink. If you would smoke cigarettes like the rest of the women, you would stand in more sociably in your neighborhood.
Habakali ukabubana hulu. Ukayema hande mwamusebezi wa hao. Kambani male na hao kwa musebezi. Ane ukai nulafi lanyana. Kambe ne ukazuba kwa isi na basali babangwi. Ne ukayema hande mwakutuano niboya hile nibona.
By faith, raise your eyes and look to him who said, "Destroy this body, and I will destroy it." By faith, we believe those things. It's nothing that you see. It's something you believe. By faith, Moses did.
Katumelo inula metwa hao meutalime kuyana abulezi hanaize. Silafaza mubili wo minika usinya. Katumelo lwalumela likazani, akisika sobona, kisika solumela. Katumelo mushena izize.
And in this faith walk, there comes a time there has to be a choice. Lot made that sad mistake that we make. A lot of times we choose for our own good.
Mene mwamuza mao watumelo wo, kutahana ko fokulukela kubaniketo. Lota na ezema fosa amaswabi elwezanga niluna. Linakozenga taluketanga zabu ndewaluna.
We choose things that would be a better. Sometimes if a little squabble comes in the church. And someone would say, well, the deacon or the pastor's on this side. Don't look at that. Look at what's righteous. Get that thing out and bring them both together. That's godly.
Luketanga likaze kabazende. Foku mihaiba kuna nikusa utuwa na nyana kukutile mwakeleke, miomu miukali, kihande wodi koni kambabo mulisana vaye mezine kule. Usikewa talima kusani, talima kusesi lukile, zusata vayeo, miubati sesi belisabo na hamoho, chwalo kona bumulimu.
There's a choosing, and we choose for ourselves. We choose something that's for our own good. But Moses chose the afflictions and the disgrace that he might walk with the people of God.
Kunani kuketa, milwa ikete la lunabangi. Luketa angasika sesinde kwa wabundi waluna. Konomushe na aketile manyando ni maswavi. Kulia kweneguza maya nisichaba samulimu.
Think of it now. Listen to it. Chose the afflictions of the people of God and counted it a greater treasure, for he endured seeing him who was invisibly.
Munaha nefate nchwale. Muteleze kuseo. Kuketa manyando asichaba samulimu, miata limakuli nelimupuzo omutuna, kakuli naatia inzabona yena ya sabonwi.
Now, Lot one time had to make a choice. And it may be this morning that there will be men and women sitting here that will make your final choice.
Chwale, Lota nako yengwi nana nikupanga wiketelo. Mimwe ndi kwako na kubaka kusasa na chua nakuli, kukaa baba ana ni basali baba nzimo, baba kaba ni kuketa kwa mina, kwa mafelelezo.
You are today what you are because several years ago you chose to be what you are now. And what you choose now will determine what you'll be 5 years from today.
Kachenu museo mulisona. Kakulili moze felile zemwi nemuketile kuba semulisona chwale. Misemu keta chwale sika itinga kusemu kaba sona lilimo zeketa lizo kuzwa kachenu.
5 years today you may be a missionary. 5 years today you may be a renowned Christian. Or 5 years today you may be in hell because you made the wrong decision.
Lilimo zeketa lizo kuzwa kachenu wako na kuba mubuleli. Lilimo zeketa lizo kuzwa kachenu wako na kuba mukreste ya zibala hande. Kamba lilimo zeketa lizo kuzwa kachenu wako na kuba mwali hele. Kakulino pangrewu iketelo bufosa halile.
5 years today you may be cleaning spittoons in a bar room. 5 years today you may be a prostitute on the street. Or you may be a man or a woman that's a credit to any society because of your choice for Christ.
Lilimo zeketa lizo kuzwa kachenu wako na kukolopanga sihotolwa mwamanuelo abuchwala. Lilimo zeketa lizo kuzwa kachenu wako na kuba lihule famu kwa kwa. Kamba wako na kuba muna kamba musalia ya kutekea mwali baka kaufela wakensa keto ya hao kukreste.
5 years today you may be in glory, gone in the rapture. Because you made your choice today, but you've got to choose. And don't look at what you see. Choose what you see by faith. That's the only thing that will count is what you choose by faith.
Lili mozeke talizo kuzwa kachenu. Wako na kwa mwakanya. Kuya mwaku ungelwa. Kakuli upangrewi iketelo wa hao kachenu. Kono ulukela kuketa. Miusike wata limela kuzobona. Keta sobona katumelo. Saa nikona sika fela, sisi na nibuto kwa. Kiso keta katumelo.
Lot, as he had to make a choice. Abraham give Lot his choice. And God gives you your choice. Choose you this day who you shall serve.
Lota, ana alukela kubani kuketa. Abrahama na afile Lota keto ya hae. Minimulimu wa mifa keto ya mina. Amu iketele kachenu, ye mkasebeleza.
In the Garden of Eden, there was a tree of knowledge and a tree of life. Man was given the privilege to choose either one he desired. And so is it today. You're giving your privilege as free moral agents to choose whatever you want to choose.
Mwasimu ya Edeni, nekuna nikota ya zibo, nikota ya bupilo. Mutu na afileto honolo ya kuketa kota ya natavela. Nikona mukusa inezi nikachenu. Ufiruetu kuluho ya hao, kakuba ya kuketa kusinaka pelezo. Kuketa sika kaufela, so tabela kuketa.
My advice to you is don't look at the modern things around you and the popularity and the glamour that you could be. But choose rather by faith him that give the promise that someday he will come and will righten all wrongs and will give you eternal life and raise you up.
Kelezo ya kakumina kikuli, musike mwata lima falika zebo na halabuncha zemi potolo ile. Nikabubo nilikute lemu kona kwa nilona. Kono mukete kanti katumelo, yena yana afilese piso za zilelingwi. Ukataha kutofelisa mafusi saka mukana, miuka mifabu pilo wabusa afeli ni kumizu saa.
No matter if you take the despised way with the Lord's view, make that choice. If there's troubles in the hand, if there's troubles in the land, if there's troubles in the church, if there's troubles in the home, no matter where it is, make your choice by faith. I'll serve God.
Akunata wakamba ne muzama musipili nisikwata nyana samule na sisikendilwe. Mupange wikete lobo. Aiba kuna nibutata fakaufi. Aiba kuna nibutata mwanaha. Aiba kuna nibutata mwakeleke. Aiba kuna nibutata mwalapa. Akuna tawa kamba bukai, mupange wiketelo wamina, katumelo nikasebeleza mulimu.
I'll humble my heart in his presence. I'll take the way with God's children. I'll see them despised and rejected and drove out and made fun of, but I'll still take my post of duty.
Amen.
I'll stay right by them. And when they cry, I'll cry with them.
Amen.
And when there's sorrow, I shall sorrow with them. the way they live, I'll live.
Nika kokobeza pilu yaka fapila hai. Nika zama ya musipili niba na wamulimu. Niba buona wabanze baketululwa ni kukendiwa. Miba haniwa ni kusehiwa. Kono nitengi nika angasi bakasaka samusebezi. Nika pilavu kaofi nisona. Mihaba kalila nika alila nibona. Mihakuna ni maswabi nika aswaba nibona. Muba pilela nika apila.
Like Naoma said, or Ruth said to Naoma, your ways be my ways be your ways. Where you live, I'll live. Where you go, I'll go. The God that you serve will be my God.
Sina Naomi hana inzi, kamba Ruti, naize ku Naomi. Linzila za hao, likaba linzila zaka. Linzila zaka, likaba linzila za hao. Kukayo pila, nika pila. Kukaya, nikaya. Yina mulimu yoka sebeleza, ukaba mulimu waka.
Take that choice. Though it pulls the very skin off of your conscience of thinking that you're somebody, skin yourself down and take your way with the Lord's despised you.
Amen.
And stay loyal on the field of service and at the post of duty.
Munge keto yeo, kamba ikawa buhalitalo lalizo lamina, kakuna anakuli musesingwi. Buhalitalo la hao, lizwe. Miuzama ya musipili ni baba nyani baba kendilwa wa mulena. Miupile kalikute mwasimu ya musebezi ni sibaka sa musebezi.
Lot looked around, he said, I got a choice. And he looked towards Sodom. He saw the good grassy fields were better than what Abraham saw and where Abraham was. He saw the opportunities to graze his cattle. To have fatter and better cattle.
Lota atali makafani kafa. Meali. Ninaniwi ketelo. Meatali makwane kula Sodoma. Awona masimu amafulisizo amande. Kufita sana aboni Abrahama. Nikwana enzi Abrahama. Na aboni sibaka sakufule lalikumuza hae. Kuli abe nilikomu zekima mizende.
I hope I'm not hurting anyone's feeling. But that's been the stand of too many preachers to compromise with the gospel, thinking that they get more money out of it. A meal ticket.
Na sepa ani holofazima ikutu wa mutu. Kono sani kona sesi vilesi yemo sabaku tazi wabangata. Saku keshevi saa ni evangeli. Kakuna anakuli vaipu mane la masheleng amangata kazona. Tikiti yasi cho.
Live in the barren land, eat, drink from a branch and eat soda crackers, than a compromise upon the conviction of my faith in the word of the living God.
Amen.
I'll take my way.
Nenikai takaleza kupila mwana ha yes ave ilicho. Niche nikunwa mwamitai, nikuchama ngende amukele, kufita kukeshevisa kakuikolwisisa kwa tumelo yaka mwalinzwi la mulimu ya pila. Nika nganzila yaka.
Some of them said, Billy, what's the matter with your meeting? As there's too many Pentecostals at it. A great denominational minister said that. I said, will your denomination sponsor my meeting?
Baba angwi wakubona nebaize. Billy, kibutata mangi wabuli mamu kopano wa hao. Kakuli kuna ni mapentekota wangata hulukuona. Kimu kutazi wa mutuna wakopano kiena enabulezi cholo. Senili, kana kopano ya hao ikatu samu kopano wakanji.
Not long ago in the Look magazine, I believe, there was an article. And the writer said, there's talked about the Pentecostal people. He said, the Pentecostal church is the fastest growing church in the world today. Why? It's because men and women has raised up their eyes and looked far off.
Akikala hulu, mamutende wabaluku na sepa, nekunani kalulo yengwi. Mimu ngoli na ngozi mwanikuli. Kakuwa mbola fasi chaba sa Pentecota. Naize, keleke ya Pentecota kona keleke yeo hula kapili. Nuli mwali fasi kachenu. Kingi, kakuli baana ni wasali, vai nuzi metu wabona ni kutali makwa ule nyana.
And the writer also complimented the Pentecostal people. Oh, of course, they said there was some of them that went radical and so forth.
Minimu ngoli niena, na alumbilesi chaba sa ma Pentecota. Oh, kani iti naize. Nekuna ni baba mwibabu na, wene wapahami nize nguchwalo.
But the Methodists worship a creed. They worship God by a creed. The Baptist does the same in the Presbyterians, but the Pentecostal worships by his Bible.
Kono ba Methodist balapela lituto za litumelo. Balapela mulimu kali lituto za litumelo. Ba Baptist baizali kazeswana. Ni ba Presbyterian. Kono ma Pentecosta balapela ka bibele.
By faith we see the promise. I'll take my lot with them. No matter how much they're despised, I'm still one of them. Though they be made fun of and have their ups and downs, as Israel did, I'll never want to stand with the false prophet on the hillside of Balaam and try to curse what God has blessed.
Katu melola wana sepiso, nikangasi embani wona, akuna tawaka mbaba kendilo chwani. Nisali alimungu wabona. Ni hawa boni wabu kuba. Mibana ni matata ni miliko ya bona. Sina Israele mwone ibezi. Hanina kutabela kuyema mpolofita wabu hata kwa busewali yundu. Kubabalami ni kulika kukuta seo mulimu afuyozi.
Because in that camp is a smitten rock. And a bloody sacrifice. And a pillar of fire. No matter what they're in, it's leading them on to victory, and they've got to come to it because they are the promised people that's walking by faith.
Kakuli mwasi wakasani kuna nilichwe leli natilwe. Misita velo samali nisita samulilo. Akunata wakamba vainzi kuzechwani. Zaba isa kwa kanya. Mibana nikuta hakuzona. Kakuli kisichaba sesi sepisizwe sesi zama ya katumelo.
Though they be not a denomination, they were wanderers around, and so is the people of God. But I want to take my way with them. Join up with them in their ranks, not in their denomination, but in their fellowship around the articles of God's eternal Spirit, which by faith I have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God help me to always have that attitude.
Ni haba sabi kopano, ni baliba yambaeli, mwanaha, mitualo kwa mwa ineziba tuwa mulimu. Kononi bata kunganzila nibona, ni kopane nibona, mwali kalolo zabona. Isi ngumawa kopano ya bona, kono mwapute wa ya bona, kupotolo wa moya wa mulimu wakuya kwile. Ili foka tumelo ni amu hezi kolobezo wa moya oke nile. Mulimu ni tusekuli kamita ni vange ni mubo nelowani.
Notice, as they moved on, we find that Lot saw the opportunities for a fatted cattle. Many see the opportunities of a fatted pocketbook. Many see the opportunities of a better social standing.
Mule muhe, ane banze baya lufumanakuli lotana afumani kolo ya yaliko muzekima. Babangata babunanga kolo ya kuba nibuka yeta za pokoto. Babangata babunanga kolo ya maye muamandi.
He saw the possibilities of a few extra dollars. He saw the possibilities of being the mayor of the city. Being a stranger and a pretty smart man as he was, maybe I will become the chief man of the city.
Na woni bunolo wakufuma na madola ama ngifahalimu. Na woni butokwa wakolo yakuba muyemeli wa mulenengi. Kakuba mwengi, mini muna ya talifile chwalo kamwana inezi. Mwendini kaba muna muhulu ya sabiwa mwa mulenengi.
He saw the possibilities because they were laying before him. But he did not see the fire that was to destroy the land. He did not reconcile himself that the land was full of sin and God had to destroy it.
Na woni butokwa wakolo, kakuli nelili fapila hai. Kono nasika wana mulilo ono lukera kusinyanaha. Nasika itetu lula iliena, kulina hane itezisivi. Ni mulimu nana nkwisinya.
And today people try to reconcile themselves and say, are you a Christian? They say, I'm an American. That has no more to do with it than try to say to a crow that he was a frog. It has nothing to do with it.
Nika chenu, batubali kaku itetu la ilibona, kaku bulakuli kikuli, nikali kikuli umukreste, bali ni muamerikan. Sani asina sakweza nisona.
She's going to be destroyed because God is just. And if America gets by with her sins, the just and sovereign, holy God will be duty-bound to resurrect Sodom and Gomorrah and apologize to them for burning them up because of their sin. He lets us get by with it.
Ukasinyiwa. Kakuli mulimu wa sepahala. Mihai banji Amerika ikaya nilivizayona. Yalukile miyapahami yena mulimu ya kenile. Ukaso na yakuli a azuse baso doma ni Gomora. Miyainyaze kubona kakubachisa. Kaba kaalivizabona. Haiba alutuhela kuli luye cholo nizona.
If he lets you get to heaven on your injustice works, he'll have to raise up Ananias and Sapphira and give them another opportunity. He certainly will. But he's just. Ananias saw his money. Peter saw Christ.
Aiba ukami tuwela kuli muye kwali halimu ni misebezi ya mina yesi kaluka. Ukasu wanila kuzusa Bwana Ananias ni Sapphira. Mi aba fena kwenye hapi. Kaniti ukaza wanacholo. Kono kiasi pahala, Ananias nabu ni mashilingi ahaye, Petrosi nabu ni Kristi.
Oh my! Lot didn't see the destruction of his children in that place. Many of you today holding around these old formal creeds and things, you don't see the juvenile delinquency and the destruction of your children. You don't see your daughter in a prostitute house. You don't see your son a drunkard or at a card table somewhere.
Oh my! Lota nasika wena sinyeho ya wana bahaye mwasiba kasani. Bungata wami nakachenu muswalelezi kwa lituto za litumelo ze lilika zengwi. Amu woni mutaka fululele wabanana nisinyeho ya wana wamina. Amu woni mwana amina wamusizana mwandu yali hule. Amu woni mwana amina wamucheha sinachakolwa kamba kwa tafule ya makadi kukungwi.
Because she's well watered and sin is not touched. He didn't see his wife, the head of all the societies, turned to a pillar of salt when he was looking.
Kakuliye na unani mezi handi. Misivi asika swaliwa. Nasika wena musala hae yenatuhu yatu tengo kaufela. Afetua kakuba musumo walizwai hana talima.
He didn't see him escaping only by the edge of his teeth to a little city somewhere for his life. He didn't see that because he only looked at what he saw in front of him.
Nasika mubona aba nduka fela kwa bu hali wa meno ahaye. Kwa munzi omu nkokungwi, kabu pilo wa hae. Nasika abona sani, kakulinata limile fela kusana abona fapila hae.
But Abraham, he didn't notice the well-watered land, for he lifted up his eyes and saw the tomorrow, for he had inherited all things.
Kono Abrahama, Nasikale muhana ha ye na nimezi hande. Kakulinae nuzimetua hae ni kubona za kamuso. Kakulinae kayo lalikaka ufela.
The real Christian today lifts up his eyes and sees the promise of Christ. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit all things. They shall inherit you.
Mukreste wa nitika chenu. Winu lametua hae ni kubona sepiso ya Kreste. Mbuyoti kia baba ishua. Kakulibakayo lalikaka ufela.
The real Christian, by faith, looks up and sees that. Call him what you want to. He lifted up his eyes. And when he did that, God said, Abraham, walk through the land. She's all yours.
Amen.
By faith, Abraham did this. The same faith that Moses had.
Yenamu kreste wa niti katumelo. Watali mamahalimu nikubona sani. Mumu vize kaufela, semu vata. Nana nuzimetua hae muhalimu. Miana eze cholo, mulimu ali Abrahama, uzama ya muha anaha. Kia hao kaufela yuna. Katumelo Abrahama na eze se. Onatumelo yesu wana, ya nana ni mushe.
It was wrote by one commentator that said this, and I thought it was most beautiful words. That Abraham, Moses, took the best of the world and put it in one scale, and the worst of religion and put it in the other scale, and the worst of religion outweighed the best of the world.
Ne kungozu ki alimungwi wabaye meli, yana ize chwalo. Ni upula kuli nelimanzwi ama ndahulu, kuli abra, mushe na ingileze ndi zali fasi, ni kulivea fasi kala silisingwi. Nibula peli bobu maswe ahulu, ni kubea fasi kala sisingwi. Mibula peli bobu maswe, wafita zende zali fasi.
So is it today that if we be called anything we want to be called, fanatics or divine healers or holy roller, whatever they want to call, the worst that we are will outweigh the best the world can afford.
Kona moku inezi ni kachenu, kuli hai balu vizwa si kakao fela, zelu bataku viziwa. Vaika, kamba bafolisi, baumulimu, kamba mupikulu yake nili, kamba kao fela, zelu bataku viza. Ze mbaswe, zeo lulizona, lika chumbisa zende, zeo lifasi likona kulufa.
You want to be called old-fashioned, old fogey, fanatic. It'll outweigh the best thing that the devil's got to offer you. Most surely will.
Baba taku viziwa baba siyalezi. Babu ikale vaika. Lika chumbisa lika zende kau fela zeo diabolosi unani kumifa. Kaniti zeo lika za chualo.
Moses esteemed the reproach of Christ. He foresaw Christ. Later he spoke some mighty inspiring words about him. See, the Lord your God shall rise up a prophet like unto me.
Moshe nata alimile kushubulwa kwa Kriste. Na woni Kriste isali kwa makalo. Kasamulao abule ya manzu ya mangwi asusu mezu ukaina. Mwabona, mule na mulimu wamina ukazu samu profita yaswa na sinana.
He knew he foresaw it and esteemed his reproach greater riches than all the glamour of the world.
Na zibile, na mwoni isali kwa makalo. Mi ata limakushubula kwa haikuli. Kibufu mwobu tuna kufitia minyaka kao fela yalifasi.
Christian friend today, can't you do that? All the glamour and popularity of the world, by faith we see him who promised. And the worst of the church today in all of its condition, yet it'll outweigh everything the devil can offer you.
Mulikani wa mukreste kachenu. Kana huko nikweza chwalo, ni minyaka kao fela ni kabubu kalifasi katumelo. Lwa mubona ayana asepisize. Mikeleke masweka chenu, mwabu ino bwayona. Kono nitengi, ika chumbisa lika kau fela, zeo li diabolosi, akona kumifa.
If we are tore up, if we are broke to pieces, if we are confused and broke up in denominations and fanaticism, it'll outweigh anything the devil can offer you. Certainly.
Aibalu katezi, aibalu le makilo mwaliemba, aibalu liangani ni kukau hana. Mwali kopano ni mwabu ipiteli. Lika chumbisa sika kao fela. Seo diabolosi akona kumifa. Kaniti.
He esteemed the reproach of Christ. Greater riches than all the treasures of Egypt. Then he had to do something. He forsook Egypt. Oh, I love that word. He forsook Egypt.
Nata limelekuli kushubula kwa Kriste neli ntoe tuna kufita bufumu kamukana wa Egipita. Mi aba ni kweza tabayengwe. Na tobo hile ege pita. Oh, na latali nzulani. Na tobo hile ege pita.
See, he was looking through the same window. But he was looking different from Pharaoh. What a Pharaoh could have seen his end. What a Pharaoh would have seen his nation drowned. Moses saw it.
Mwabona, na soli kutalima mwali haulo le iswana. Kono na soli kutalima kakushuta na ni faro. Kuchwa ni kambe faro na akabu na mafelezo hae. Kuchwa ni kambe faro na akabu na naha. Ya hai nze itiba. Moshe na iboni.
How? By science? By faith Moses saw it. Everything that he did was by faith. Because God promised Abraham, his father, that he would visit this nation after 400 years and would bring him out. And by faith Moses believed the word that God said. And knowed himself as by faith to be the chosen leader to bring him out. He knew where he was.
Chwani, ka science inji, katumelo. Moshe na iboni, likakao fela azana izize, neli katumelo. Kakuli mulimu na asepisi Abraham anda tahekuli, naka potela na haya ni kasamula walili moze mia anda imine. Mina akaba tisa, mikatumelo, Moshe na alumezi, linzu ilana abulezi mulimu. Mina azibile ye nakasibili kuba katumelo. Kulikimu za maisi ya ketilwe, yana akaba lamulela. Na zibile fana yemi.
He took his place in the slime pits as a mud dauber and counted the reproach of Christ greater riches than to sit on the throne of Egypt. He never just said, I sympathize with him. He took their place and went with them.
Amen.
Glory be. He took their place. We went with them.
Na ngile sibaka sa haye mwamisima ya sileze. Sina muluvi wa sileze. Mi ata lima kulikushubula kwa Kriste nelibufumu bobutuna kufita kuina falubu wana laige pita. Na ngile nasikabu ya kuli na utoma kikikazona. Na ngile sibaka sabona nikuya nibona. Kanyaku na ngile sibaka sabona neluile nibona.
No one of the inspired writers said, I'll take the way with the Lord's despised you. I'll start in with Jesus. Now I'm going through. I'm on my way to Canaan's land. Sure.
Kikaba kaleo mungoli yasu sumelizwe na ngozi chwana. Nika anganzi la ni baba nyani baba kendilwe bamulena. Nikalile ni Jesu chwale ni ya nizwela pili. Ni mwanzi la ye liba kwa na hayaka nana. Luli.
Moses. It was said by one that Moses had rather, when he could have been the son of Pharaoh and had the glamour of the world, he had rather be a son of Abraham than to be the son of Pharaoh. A son of Abraham the despised than to be son of Pharaoh the king.
Mushe, ne kubulezu kiyomu mikuli, Mushe nitaruse, fani analukela kubamwa na afaro. Mi ana ni minyaka alifasi na akawa mwana Abrahama kufitia kuba mwana Afaro. Mwana wa Abrahama ya kendilwe kufitia kuba mwana Afaro umule na.
I'd rather be the son of the Lord Jesus and his fellow servant and take my place with the rejected people of this world and to be president of this great United States of America. Amen. Or to be an Elvis Presley or a Pat Boone or whoever you want to make it. I'll take my way.
Kuhande kulinivemwa na mule na Jesu, nikuwa mutanga hae, nikungasivaka saka hamo nisichaba sisi kendilwe salifasile, kufita kuwa mutompe iwana hatuna ye ya United States mwa America, kamba kuwa Elvis Presley, kamba ina Pat Boone, kamba yoka ufela mubata kubasina yena, nika yanzila yaka.
Young ladies ought to take their way and stand to be a Mary Pickford or some great movie star. Some glamour girl, take your way with the Lord's despised you.
Vasiza na wanya ni barukela kunganzi la yabona. Kufitia kubani ni Mary Pickford. Kamba mubapali yomu yomu tuna wama filimu. Musiza na yomu ngui wamwe lembo. Ungenzi la ya hao ni baba nyani baba kendilo wamule na.
I'd rather be a preacher in the pulpit, preaching the unsearchable riches of Christ, than to be a Hollywood movie star or the greatest person on the earth. If I had to eat meager, beg, or whatever I had to do, I'll take my way with the Lord's people. By faith I do that.
Kuhande kulinivemu kutazi fakatala, ninze ni kutazasi fumu sesa Felisa Kresti, kufitia kubamu vapali wama filimu a Hollywood, kamba mutuwe mutuna kufitisisa falifasi, aebane nikacha zama nyando, makupakupa, kamba sikakao fela sene nikaeza. Ninikaa nganzila yaka nisichaba samulena. Katumelo naeza chwalo.
I've been offered opportunities. But by God's grace, I still see by faith. By faith I can see it afar. And our Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there.
Praise God.
Nifirwe kolo. Kono kamu hawa mulimu nisabu na katumelo. Katu melona ubona uli kwa pili nyana. Minda ate uli velezi kwa buse kwa ni. Ili kululuksi za sivaka saku inamwani.
An income tax man said today, why did you turn your home to that church? What made you give a $25,000 home to that little old rubbish looking tabernacle? I said, it wasn't the church that I did it. It's the people that's there.
Muna wa mitelo ya mashilingi na abulezi kuli. Zazileli ngwi. King House kululezi ndu ya hao kwa kirekiani. King Anos nyelizamu yao wa hao woeza madola a 25,000 kwa tabe na kireyani ye vona hala kare ya masila. Senili, nesi kereke kone nyezelize, kisi chaba sisi limuani.
I have not none of this world's goods. Every penny of money I ever touched turned to this church. Why? My faith is on God and not on the things of this world.
Ani nani yewe yalifa alifasile pene kaufela yeni kile nashimba itile kwa kelekeo na ye. Kini, tumelo yaka ikumulimu, miisi falika zalifasile.
My affections are above, and I believe yours are the same. If you're right with God, it's true that you are. We by faith receive. We by faith believe God.
Likazeni taseza alipahami. Mina alumela zami na kaufela za swana. Aba mwinzika swanelo ni mulimu. Kiniti kulimuchwalo. Luna katu melo la muhela. Luna katu melo la alumela mulimu.
Moses, he had to make a choice. And then he had to make it a choice. He had to fight the faith then. For he feared not the wrath of the king.
Mushe, nana ni kupanga wiketelo. Minana ni kweza sani, kasamula wakubani wiketelo. Nana ni kuluana katumelo. Kasamula ho, kakulinasika sababu hali wamulena.
Now humanly he had a right to fear the wrath. He had a right to fear the wrath of the king, but he didn't. He did not do it because he had a job to do. And he was in the line of duty. And he didn't care what the king said about it. He took his way just the same.
Chwale kabutu, nana ni tukelo ya kusababu hali. Nana ni tukelo ya kusababu hali bomulena. Kono nasika saba. Nasika ya za sani, kakuli nana ni musebezi wa kweza. Mina hali mwa musebezi wa hae, minasika tokomela sana abulezi mulena kasona. Na angire musipili wa hae, ona chwalo kakuswana.
Now Pharaoh, of course, when he sees he's defeated, he wanted to give Moses and the children. He said, all right, I'll tell you what I'll do. You ought to stay in the land and go out and sacrifice to your God. That's the way the devil works.
Chwale faro kaniti, habo nakuli ukomilwe, na batakufa mushe nibana, naize, kulukile, nika kubulele asini kaeza, minakao ufela muine fila mwanaha, mimuyo ufalita belo kumuli muamina, wani kona mkwa wabele kakao na diabolosi.
Oh, you can be religious. Why don't you go over and join some church? You don't have to do all these things. A man says to his wife, the wife says, husband, I got saved. No more manicure or lipstick and stuff. No more of this. No more parties. No more of these society things. I'm out of it. I'll put my time to reading the word, taking care of home.
Oh, wako nakuba wabula peri. Kikaba kalangi, au sayo kopani, nikerekengwe. Aulu kerekweza likaze kaufela. Muna ule akumusala hai. Musala hai uli. Bakuluna ni pilisizwe. Akusana mipende ni hanyani. Kamba za kulamba famiromo. Akusana zechwalo. Akusana mikiti. Akusana lika hape za litaba za mwatu tengo. Nizule kuzona. Nikaaviana kuyaka kwa kubalali nzwi. Nitoko melela palaka.
Now look, dear. You can be a religious, all right. Now look. You go over here. You got the wrong church. No, you ain't sure in the right one.
Chwale talima mulatiwa. Wena wako na kuba wabula peli. Kulukile. Chole talima wena, wenawia kwa nekulani, unanikeleke fosalile. Vatili, aunayuna. Winzi, kuyelu kile.
If you got a preacher who preach that to you, or stay with him. Search back through the scriptures and find if that's right.
Aiba muna ni mukutazi yaka kutaza sani kuena, ulukela kuina niona. Mubale handi mama ngolo, mimubone haiba kulukile.
Always said go over here, they don't have to do that over here. They don't do this over here. That's why you just go so far. But he don't want you to get out of the land. That's the way the devil does.
Yes.
He don't want you to get out of the things of the world. Just bring the world in with the church.
Oh, Ali, ukena ange kuye kwanu, abatoki kuba nikuweza sani kwanu, mabona, abaza angi cholo kwanu, yani kona nzila, kuyafila wana cholo. Kono hala atikuli, amizu semwanaha. Cholo kona mwaiza anga diabolosi, ata vele kuli muzu mwali kazali fasi, kutisafia alifasi mwakeleke.
The other day, coming down the road, I turned on my radio. And there was a song, and I kept listening. And I had to take the song through before I could tell whether it was absolutely a religious song, or the devil is trying to bring down the things of God to the level of the world. You can't do that. God be merciful.
Kaza zileli ngwi ane nishetu mukamamu kwa kwa, nenitu kizesi limbasaka, mine kunani ni pina, mina zula pili inge ni tereza, mine ni ingilebu kaufi ni kufeza pina, nisikazi baka lekuli, nelipina ya bulu meli, luli, kamba diabolo siluika kutisa likaza mulimu fafasi kuisafasi yemo salifasi. Amu koni kweza chwalo, mulimu abe ni makeke.
I don't care how many albums Elvis Presley writes of all the good religious songs, he's still possessed of the devil. He sent more children to hell and all the moves I know of in all the world in this day.
Anata bakamba kilibuka zekai zali pina za kangola Elvis Presley. Zali pina za bulumeli kaofela. Usali ata selizo kidiabolosi. Ulumezua nana wangata hulu kwa lihele. Nimiziza mawakaofela yeni ziba mwalifasi lote mwaliza zile.
Pat Boone and the rest of them, he belonged to the Church of Christ and Elvis Presley. Pentecostals are Judas Iscariot in the form of those men.
Pat Boone ni baba ngiwabona. Neli wakele kia Christi. Mi Elvis Presley nali wa Pentecosta. Kivo Judas Iscariota mwami futa ya banabani.
The devil's trying to bring the high things of God so that they can mix them down here. The people won't look up above this. They just look and say, well, it's all the same. It isn't the same. Get out of the land!
Diabolo siswele kulikaku tisalikaze tuna za mulimu. Kuliba kone kulikopanya mwa tasimo. Sichaba asina kutalima mwa halimu. Se, batalima fela fa. Vali, kihande, kilikaze swana fela. Hali swani, muzo mwana ha.
Said you can just go a few days. And you go stay in the land. Sure, he know they'd be back. Then he found out that wouldn't work, so he thought something different. He said, I'll tell you what you do. You go on out anywhere you want to go. But you leave all your wives, all your children and all your cattle back here. You leave them here and you go out because he know they had possession back there that would lure them back.
Ali mwakona fela kuyakama zazi alikani. Mimuaya mwina mwanaha. Luli na azivile kuli nebaka yokuta. Miafu manakuli sani nesisike kubeleka. Kacholo au pulata wae nguye shutana kihali. Nika mibule ya sakweza. Muzule kwa ande kaufela kumumba takuya. Kono musieba salibami na kaufela. Vana bami na kaufela, niliko muzami na kaufela, kwa mulao kwanu. Mubasiye kwanu, mimuye muzamae. Kakulina azivile kuli, nivana nivufumu kwa mulao kwani, vune bukayo bakutisa.
And that's what the devil says to you. Just long as you leave some of the things of the world hanging on. You still want to smoke, you want to drink, you want to dress like the world. That's as good as the devil wants.
Misa nikona savule ya kumina diabolosi. Ivile fela musi yali kaze unguzali fasi linze limika katezi. Musaba atakuzuba, muwata kunwa, muwata kutinasi na lifasi, onazani, kona azaba atadiabolosi.
I hear so much about backsliding. I don't believe there's as much backsliding as people think they are. They just leave too many possessions in Egypt to lure them back.
Amen.
That's all. Backslidings are not what they say it is. You do have too much of the world back there that lures you.
Ni utuanga hulu kazakuwa mwatumelo. Anilu melikuli kunani kuwa kukunga atasi na sichaba mosi upule akuli kunani. Vasianga fela sifumu sesingata huluma ige pita, kulisiba huelanga kwa mulao, kufelile. Kuwa hakizona zeba bulela kuliliteni, musila hulu zengata zalifasi mwate ngimwani, zemi embulula.
Brother, I'll tell you, when Israel got ready at midnight, they had everything they had in this world packed up and ready to go. God sent us revival like that.
Muzwale, nami bulelela. Fani Israele ana itu kusize mwa alabu sihu, nebana nilika kau fela mwalifasile. Nebalo ngile, miba itu kuselize kufunduka. Mule mwalulu mele anchafazo yo chalo.
We pack up everything and get ready to go. The midnight cries are coming. Go ye out to meet him. You better have everything packed up.
Lulo ngeli kakao fela, mine kui itu kusa kufunduka. Muhuo mwa alabu sihu wataha, amuzwele kwande mumukata nyeze. Kuhande mulongeli kakao fela.
You better not have nothing in this world luring you back, any strings to hold you down. Pack up, let's get ready, we're going.
Kuhande kulimusike mwaba nisesimwi, seo lifasile, sikami yembulu la kasona. Mihalakao fela yemi kutisa mamulao, amulonge, alu itu kiseni, luafunduka.
And you know what? I tell you, they were so true to God, till Pharaoh got so excited at midnight, he said, get out! Get out and get going, take everything you got and go.
Mikana mwaziwa kulikini, na mibulela nevasepala hulu kumulimu. Kufitela mane faro atabela hulu mwala busiu, miali. Amuzwe, mimukale kuya. Mulwale lika kaufela zemunani, mimuzamae.
I'm so glad that a man can live so close to God till the devil don't know what to do with him. That's right. Get out, get going. Obey God by faith, he saw the promise.
Nitavila hulu kulimutu wako na kupirafaka ufya hulu ni mulimu. Kufitela diabolosi apalilu wakuziba sakweza kaina. Yani kiniti, amuzwe muzamae, mutwele mulimu, katumelo na awonise piso.
Madaber and oh Madaber, he taken his way with the Lord's despised you. Pharaoh said, take all you got and get out of here. I don't know what to do with you. It was so true to God, by faith, faith will work miracles if you'll stay true to God.
Amen.
By faith we see him.
Muluvi wasileze kamba kutokwa muluvi wasileze. Na ingile musipile wa hae ni baba nyani, baba kendilo wa mulena. Faro ali, hamunge kao filaze munani mimuzwe faa. Ani zibisa kweza nimina. Na sepala hulu kumulimu. Katumelo, tumelo ikabele kali mbakazo. Aiba muina kakusepala kumulimu. Katumelo, lwa mubona.
Our time is up. Past time. But by faith this morning, lift up your eyes. Don't see what's around you. This modern world. But look and see him who give the promise.
Nako yalu na ifelile. Nako ichivilikile. Kono katumelo kakusasa na chwana. Munanu le metu amina. Musike muavona asisi mipotolo hile. Lifasi laka chenule. Kono mutalime mimubone yena yana afilese piso.
The Bible said we don't see all things perfectly now, but we do see Jesus. You look at him this morning and your ways will be changed. While we bow our heads just a moment for a word of prayer. May the Lord add his blessings to the message.
Vivere ibulezi kuli, alubuwani li kakao fela hande chwale, konolubu na Jesu, mumuta alime kakusasa na chwana, minizi lazamina lika fetuha. Alunzeluina misalitoza luna, fana kwenyana kwa linzulata pelo. Mimule na ae kezeli mbuyoti za hae kwa lingusa.
Think in your heart now, have you been looking on the things of the world? By faith do you see Jesus? Are you looking at your popularity, your church? What your social standing is with the world?
Unahane mwapiru ya hao chwale. Kana uvile utali maafali kazali fasi? Katumelo, kana wamuona Jesu unji? Kana utali maafaka abuboka hao, kileke ya henu? Kiafima yemu wa hao nilifasi?
Or do you see Jesus who in pity placed himself at the right hand of the majesty on high, who suffered as a martyr, the just for the unjust? Can't you raise up your eyes and see that tree of life out there? Then leave this tree of science and knowledge and serve him.
Kamba kikuli wabona Jesu, yena kama keke yana ipile iliena kwa lizo lasilio la mwamba kani ya pahami, yana nyandile sina mubulaiwa, ya lukile kubaba sikaluka. Kikuli hauko ni kuinu la metu wa hao ni kubwa na kota ya bupilo yani mwabuse, kona kuli tokolo muha kota ya sayansi, nizibo ye, miumuse weleze.
Would you like to be remembered in prayer before I pray? Raise your hands for any request that you might have needed. God bless you. He sees all your hands.
Kana ukatabela kuhupulo matapelo nisikala pela kale. Nanulalizo la hao. Kwa kupuka ufela ye mutokwile. Mulimu amifu yole. Wabu na mazu wami naka ufela.
If you're a sinner, raise up your eyes and look now. If you've been indifferent, if you've had little squabbles and little things, what difference does it make? You're going to die one of these days.
Haiba umweza libi. Inula metu wa hao miutali memwahali mchwale. Aiba uvile yasa isizingana. Aiba uvile niliko manonyana nilitabaze nyani. Kishu tanoma ngeye litengi, ukashua leli ngilamaza zia.
What day? Maybe today. You don't know, an hour from now you may be in hell. Or you may be in heaven. But you've got to choose now. If there's anything in your life that isn't right, you choose now. By faith.
Zazilifi, mwendi kikachenu, auzibi, kiho wala kuzwafa, wako na kubamwali hele, kamba wako na kubamwali halimu, konomulu kela kuketa chwale, aiba kuna nizengwe mwabu pilo wami na zesikaluka, mukete chwale, katumelo.
You say, well, if I can just get even with her, if I can get even with him, no matter what they've done, choose life. Choose life.
Muliki hande, kamba ni nikaba fea niena, kamba ni nikaba niena muna ya ni, akuna taba kamba wezesikamangi. Muketebu pilo. Muketebu pilo.
For Jesus said, if from your heart you don't forgive every person their transgression, neither does your heavenly Father forgive you. So just get that close. If there's one ought in your heart against any person, sinner or saint, you're in danger of hellfire.
Kakuli Jesu naizi, aiba kuzo mwali pilu zamina amuswaleli mutu kau fela umasubwa hae, niye nandata amina ya mwali halimu anaku miswalela nimina. Kachwalo umuvethi lafaka ufichwalo. Haiba kuna ni alimungwi, yana nisisi ngwi mwapiru ya hae kamutu yomungwi, mweza alivika mba yake nile, muna ni mulatu wa mulilo wali hele.
Now lift up your eyes. What do you see, your enemy, or do you see your Savior? What are you looking at this morning?
Chwale munanu le liito la mina. Kisi kama nise mubona, silasa mina. Kamba kana, mubona mpulisi wa mina. Kisikama nse mutale makusona kakusasa na chwana.
If you're sick and your doctor says that you can't get well, lift up your eyes to the cross where he was wounded for our transgressions. With his stripes we were healed.
Aiwa mwakula mimwa alafi wamina ubule akuli amukoni kufola. Munanule meto amina kwa sifapano. Kwana holu falezi bakensa umaswaluna. Kami upaya hae lufolisizwe.
Don't look at what the doctor says. He's working in science. Faith works in the realm of spirit in God. Let us think of these things now while you've raised your hands. God's seen them. Let us pray.
Musike mwatalima kusabule ya mwalafi. Ubeleka mwa science. Tumelo ibeleka mwa sivaka samoya omulimu. Aruna hanengi falika ze twale. Hamunze muna nzima zwa mina. Mulimu wa abona. Harula pelengi.
O eternal God, in the quietness of this worship now, after the message has gone forth, do not let those seeds of thy word, Lord, fall upon stony ground. Do not let the message, Lord, fall in briars, thorns, that the cares of this life, like Lot, might choke it out in the end, become a castaway.
O mulimu wakuya kuile, mwakukuza kwa mila peloye chwale, kasamula hao lingusa limana kuya chwalo, usike watu hela lipeuza linzula hao mulena, liwele mwamubu wa machwe, usike watu hela kulilingusa mulena, kuwela mwami utwa, liseto, kulilipilae lwazabu pilo wo, sinalota, likone kuba pukutisa kwa mafelezo kuba muyambaeli.
But oh, blessed God, let it fall on good fertile grounds, on penitent hearts, and on mine also, Lord, that we all might look through God's glass of looking and see the rejected church of the Lord Jesus, the rejected people, the rejected way. And may we walk in this glorious way.
Kono o mulimu ya fuyozwi. Liwele mwamubu omunde o nunile. Fali piluze kona kubaka. Mini yaka hape mulena. Kulikao felalu na lutali meka kufitela mwasiponi sabu na ya mulimu. Nikubona keleke ye hanilwe ya mulena Jesu. Sichaba sisi hanilwe. Nzila ye hanilwe. Miluzama ye mwanzila ye kanya ye.
As Moses, he didn't know where he was going. The people didn't know where they were going. They didn't know which way to go. They just started.
Sinamushe, nasa azibi kwa naya, sichabane sa azibi kone siya, neba sa azibi nzila yaku ya kayona, neba nanu hile fela.
And oh Lord God, as this beautiful hymn is being played, by faith we can see that land afar. Let it be just now that men and women in here won't think of what the world's going to say or how they're going. May they just rise in their spirit and go.
Me o mulena mulimu. Sinapina yende ye haisweli kuliziwa. Katu melolo ako na kubona na haya nifapili nyana. Aiveo nafaa chwale. Kulibana nivasali mohalimo. Aba nakuna hana kaseo lifasi likabulela. Kamba moba za maila. Aba nanuhe mwami oya yabona ni kuzama ya.
Moses followed the light. And it led him to the land of promise. Not knowing where he was going, but he just walked in the light. To that land that was fairer than day.
Mushena la telezilisili. Mila abaisa mwana hayase piso. Asa azibi kwa na haya. Kono na aza mailefela kukena mwaliseli. Kwa na haya ni yeneli yende kufitayaka chenu.
Grant, Lord, today that many here will walk in the light of the Scripture and in the fellowship of the Holy Ghost and with the church. The church, the firstborn, the newborn babes that's received Christ and been filled with the Holy Ghost, led by the Spirit.
Alaba mulenaka chenu, kulibabanga atamo, bakaza mayamwali selilama ngolo ni mwako pano yamo yao kenile ni keleke. Yona keleke, mwana wa mweli, limbutu tuze nchaze pepirwe, ni kwa muhila Kriste, miwatezi kamoya ukenile kuzama iswa kamoya.
May we walk in this fellowship together around the articles of God, serving Him in baptism, in obedience to His death, burial, and resurrection. May we serve Him in His command, tarry at Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high.
Lukone kuzama ya mwakutwa noye, amo homwala likatulo za mulimu, kumusebele za mwakolobezo, kwa kutwela kwa lifula hae, kupumbe kwa nizuho. Lumu sebeleze mwali tayelo za hae, muine pili mwa Jerusalema, kufitila mutala kamata azo kwa liharimu.
May we serve Him in divine healing, praying for the sick. May we serve Him in communion, breaking of bread with singleness of heart, fellowship around the Word of God.
Lumu sebeleze mwafo liso ya bumulimu, kulula pili la bakuli. Lumu sebeleze mwamulalelo kukomao na sinkwa. Kapilu ilingi sebelezo ye mwahala alinzu la mulimu.
Amen. May we serve Him in all of His divine articles until the land comes in sight. Grant it, Lord. Amen. Hear our prayer as we commit it all to Thee now. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Lumu sebeleze mwali karulo za hae kaufela za vumulimu. Kufitela naha mwivonela. Peta cholo mulena. Utwali tapelo zalu na alunze lulivea kaufela kuzona. Chwale. Kali vizo la mule na Jesu.
Now with our heads bowed, quietly, slowly, let's just sing this song. Now this is worship. The message is over. No one leave, just be quiet. Let's worship.
Chwale kali to zalu na zei nami. Nikukuza kaku iketa. Alu opele ngifela pina ye. Chwale ye kimila pelo. Lingusalife lile. Kusike kwa ba ya kananuha.
The message is the correcting. Think over now what you've done. What you should have done. What made you what you are today.
Lingusa la sikulula. Munahane chwale semu ezize. Sine muluke la kueza. Sesi mipangile semu lisona kachenu.
What makes you condemned today is because you did something yesterday. What will it be tomorrow? Make it right today and you'll be free tomorrow.
Sisi mivea mwaku nyazi waka chenu, kikuli ne mwezi ze sisi mwima abani. Kukaba chwa ni kamuso, muli kondise kachenu, mimu kalukulu wa kamuso. Mwabona?
You must make a choice. How can you do it? By faith. I now let loose of everything. I now let loose. And someday I'm going over there.
Mulu kela kupanga bui ketelo, kana mkona kweza chwani, katumelo. Nituela chwale likakau fela, chwale na alukuluha. Miza zileli mwi, nikaya kwa ni.
Mwabunde, zazi ni zazi,
we shall
utako
kwa
fokunde.
Just worship the Lord in your spirit now.
Amula pelefi ya mwena, mwami wa yami na chwale.
Mwabunde, zazi ni zazi.
We shall that despised church, hard going, but we'll meet someday.
Kereke ye kendile yani, kimu sipili o tata, konoluka kopanaza zile lingui.
To unate
omunde ya mwali halimu, luta yofalimpo za luna za witumelo.
For
I'm going to be a little bit
with the Lord's dispatch you, by faith I choose.
Nibaba nyia, nibaba kendile wa mule na, katu melona aketa.
Mwabunde, mwabunde, kamita, kamita, nimita. Utakupa na fali kambale ninde kamita nimita mwamunde kamita nimita kamita nimita utakupa na fali kambale ninde
there
unanili
This is the worship.
Mumula pele fela. Ye kona milapelo.
I can see. By faith, I make my choice.
Katu melona panga wi ketelo waka.
I see all the Lord over there. Brother George, Brother Seward, all the saints.
Nivona kau fela bamulena kwabu sekwani. Muzwale George, muzwale Seward, waketwa kau fela.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, nimulena.
Sweet. Dad, Howard, Edward, all your sainted friends who tucked away back under a long time ago.
Wanda tae awadi, Edward, balikani kao fila wakale, baba kile bene walwezi musipili, kwa buse kwani, kana kwe telele. Mwabunde.
Yes, Lord.
E ni mulena.
Kamita.
Nimita. Lutako. Panafali kamba. Lelinde.
We shall see.
Luta upela. Fali kamba. Lelinde. O mulimu.
Nipina zendende
zefu yozwi kanya kumulimu aluna utwa maswabi nakulilela mbuyoti yasibaka sapumulo mwabunde Bunde kamita ni kamita utakopana fali kamba lelino
in the sweet mind by we shall meet on that beautiful shore.